Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU Track and Field Team, Senior Kirsten Maris. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You won the 800 meter last week in Moorhead. Obviously, winning any race is good, but how did you feel you were doing as the race was progressing?
It was actually a really exciting race because there was three of us kind of leading the pack, and we didn't know, you know, it was actually all-out competition at the end, and it was fun. It was probably one of my funnest races I've had so far.
How many other events did you compete in last week?
I also ran in the DMR, which is a distance medley relay, and I also ran an 800 in that the same day.
I'll be honest, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun. There is quite a bit of downtime then throughout the course of a meet, even if you're running in two or three events. What do you do?
I didn't actually have much downtime in between the open 8 and the DMR. I only had about 45 minutes, and I had to get up and run again. So just making sure I was loose. And in the beginning, you know, you have a few hours before you even get going. So just making sure not to lay down and let your legs get all tired, just to stay loose and walk around and cheer everybody on and watch all the events.
As a team, you guys finished 6th. How much better as a team can you guys get?
I think we have a lot of potential. We got a lot of freshmen and young girls on the team, and everybody's improving, which is awesome. Just each week, everyone has, you know, personal best times that they're getting in. And I think as we get closer to conference, that we're going to, you know, hold a decent spot against all the other schools. You know, as coming off of not having a men's track team, I think we're putting up a pretty good fight as just having the girls.
All things considered, you guys by far run more indoor events than any high school ever will. So all these freshmen that are coming in, how many indoor meets does it take to kind of get used to the schedule, to get used to the chaos, and just to be comfortable?
I think that the girls who actually ran cross country adjust more to indoor track a little bit easier than the girls who just started indoor track, because they get used to the college life and the atmosphere of running at a college level. The girls usually start off pretty good coming in as freshmen for indoor track. Personal experience, you do really good, and then you kind of get a little burnt out towards outdoor. Just you're not used to running two seasons back to back. But you know, we got a good coach, and you know, us older girls, we're good at, you know, making sure that the freshmen stay smart about how they're running, how they're taking care of themselves, so when it does get to outdoor, they're not burnt out.
You guys will host the Beaver Classic this weekend at the Rec Center. Events get started on Saturday at 1 o'clock. How many events are you going to be running?
I'm going to be running a 4x2, an 800, and a 4x4. So three events. Normally I run two, so it'll be an extra one, which will be exciting to start a race right at the beginning instead of halfway through.
How much easier is a meet at home as opposed to a meet on the road?
It's a lot easier. You get to sleep in your own bed and go on your own schedule, and you know, versus going on the road for a couple hours getting there. And we actually have one of the best tracks in the conference, so we have what you call a fast track. So you know, I think we'll have a lot of good times this weekend between all the girls.
With the new surface they got put in not quite a year ago at the Rec Center, is it soft enough where it doesn't beat up the shins and the ankles and the knees?
Well, there's always going to be a little bit of that, but it's just a matter of, you know, the lanes. You know, you got to run on the outside, so it's not as sharp. And, you know, we do go outside, so it's not, we're always on the track. We're doing other things or pool workouts, so that way it's not always that pounding on the shins, knees, and joints.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.